following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Good morning. Welcome to Burger King.
Hey, Sweet Pea, I'm going to get the 2 for $4 bacon, egg, and cheese for sandwich, dude.
Oh, I've never heard that before.
What, Sweet Pea?
No, the way you pronounce croissant.
Oh, my.
You love it, or oh, my, just give me my breakfast.
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4, only at Burger King. And try them with our smooth roast, Seattle's best coffee. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Welcome to MILF Talk, Make Your Life Fabulous. I'm Sophie Venable, psychologist, life coach, mother of two, and author of MILF 101, Make Your Life Fabulous. Whether you're married, with children, single, divorced, or all of the above somehow, I am talking to you about life and relationships, and of course, whenever possible, sex.
Sex.
I'm joined by the hottest ginger this side of the Mississippi.
Oh, wow, that's nice.
Thanks for being here, Mr. Todd Anderson, actor, husband, father extraordinaire.
Woo!
You're going to have some stuff to say about today's show.
Oh, good.
You are.
All right.
So here's the question.
What's the question?
You ready?
Uh-huh.
Are separate vacations ever a good idea?
Separate vacations?
Yes.
For who?
For couples.
Oh.
Yes. We're talking relationships today.
Relationships.
Yeah.
So like you're saying like the one half of the couple has a vacation away from the other half of the couple.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes, I mean, there's lots of reasons that people, you know, go two different localities. Sometimes it's work. Sometimes they want to try something. Like if I want to go scuba diving, Mark's not into scuba diving, you know,
right,
so I might go with my sister instead of him. But I had a client who was worried that her husband was going to a family reunion without her.
Oh.
And she doesn't even want to go, and they can't afford for her and the kids to go. But her first marriage, she felt, started falling apart after they started taking separate trips.
Oh.
So it's like ringing some bells, you know,
okay,
for her. So, which kind of, you know, brings up, like, and this is a stronger relationship, and,
yeah,
you know, that's kind of the big statement here, really, is that a good relationship can handle it. A bad relationship can't handle anything.
Well, it sounds so, like, in that situation, it sounds more like these separate vacations were a symptom of a problem that
mm-hmm.
was happening versus people taking separate vacations to because absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Yes, and I think it would be interesting to talk about why absence makes the heart grow fonder. So you had to leave.
I did.
Your
I was gone
fam.
For 8 days.
And you went to
Hawaii. I went to Oahu. I was staying on Waikiki Beach in the Sheraton.
Because you were working on a particular show that is filmed there.
Yes, it's called Hawaii 5-0.
Oh, congratulations, Todd. Yeah. Yay for work.
Yes.
Woohoo!
Yes, yay for
yay.
Work.
So okay, so you came back and okay, without bragging too much, okay,
sure,
dude?
Sure.
Okay, like you posted the love post of all love posts about how Hawaii ain't got nothing if it ain't got Hillary.
Uh-huh.
And pretty much ruined posts for the rest of us forever. Like
all
the guys are going, fuck you, Todd.
Yeah.
What
sorry.
Am I supposed to say after that?
I have a romantic flair.
You
when
do.
I write.
So let's talk about how you felt.
Uh-huh.
After, you know, so you went for work, obviously. So
yes.
This wasn't like, hey, babe, I need some alone time. I'm going to Hawaii.
Right.
No, this was, I got to work.
Yeah. I
right.
mean, the only time we do non-work related trips is, well, Hillary does, her friend gets to go on these like corporate retreats to
uh-huh.
like a resort in Mexico every year. It has to do with like how well they do and their commissions, and it's like a bonus.
Oh, okay, yeah, like bonus.
So the if they do well, then they go down to Mexico, and she's got a few kids and a husband, and she leaves them at home for the weekend because it's a couple and it's too difficult to find someone to watch the kids.
Yeah,
and she takes
yeah.
Hillary with her and they go hang out in Mexico for a few days.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't, absence does make the heart grow fonder.
So you miss her?
Yeah,
when
I miss
she's
her.
Gone.
And yeah.
You obviously miss the hell out of her when you were in Hawaii.
I did.
It's hard to be someplace beautiful without.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, and romantic. And yeah, walks on the beach aren't the same when you're by yourself. It's a weird feeling. It was a weird feeling for me. It's like what we were talking on that podcast about, like, oh, awesome. I'm being flown first class and put up in a fancy hotel and it's me time. But, you
right.
know, as soon as you get on the plane, you're like, oh, crap, I'm alone.
Right.
And I did a lot of stuff.
Well, I was going to say, maybe you can tell us a little bit about, like, the good part of you sort of posted that you also, you know, you had some fun and you got to see an old friend, right? And like
right.
the good part of that where it's not like you're over there crying the whole time, missing her. You're actually...
I did cry myself to sleep every night. Every night.
Shut up. Yeah. You're so full of shit. So, but, you know, because it's not about like they have to go away and have a bad time and miss you and come back. It's actually, you know, you get a sense of feeling good and wanting to share that, right?
Right,
I mean,
right.
I don't want to put words in your mouth, but like, tell us a little bit about that part of it, so that we can understand.
It was really an awesome trip and will be a great memory. I mean, one, I got to work on Hawaii Five-0 with actors that I really like.
That's cool.
And that's really cool. And I had a lot of time on my hands because I just got lucky, you know.
Right.
Because some people, they'll fly them out and then they work for a day and then they'll fly right back.
Oh. So
I just got lucky because I was in, you know, my character was in enough of the different locations during the episode that they had to, like,
spread
me out.
Yeah.
So that was cool. And I had a bunch of days off where I like went hiking in the jungle one time, and I went hiking and crying. And then I went to Pearl Harbor. I saw that place, which is something I've always kind of wanted to do. And an old high school buddy, because of Facebook, was like, "Are you in Oahu right now? You know I live here, right?"
That's
cool. Oh, yeah, you do, don't you? I totally forgot about that. So, you know, I haven't seen
you lunched.
Forever. We lunched, had a couple Mai Tais, looked at the ladies feeding the hotel dolphins. Like, this resort had, like, 8 dolphins
that's
in a
different
lagoon.
Show.
Yeah, it was interesting. They were cool to look at.
I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah, well, I can't remember the name of it. Yeah, something like that. It's like $800 a night to stay there. And if you stay there, you can swim with their dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw that documentary, The Cove, so I don't want to swim.
La 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 la. I'm not listening.
Anyway.
No. So
it was all good. It was like fun stuff. But what, you know, there were a lot of moments where I was like, I wish she was here to hang out with.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. And, it was a little too long. If it had been like 3 or 4 days versus 8.
Right.
You know, it would.
Plus you're missing the kid, too.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like missing the whole enchilada.
Yeah, yeah.
So, well, let's talk about how you can, like, avoid some trouble when this situation comes up in your life. You know, because, you know, bachelor parties, that's like a different story. Everybody's got all kinds of, like, weird fears around that stuff and going to Vegas. But there's Vegas trips. There's fishing trips.
If you're suggesting I got hookers in Hawaii, of course I did. They held me while I cried myself.
Did you take that out of the family budget or out of your per diem?
Out of my per diem.
Good. Okay.
And I needed someone to hold me while I cried myself to sleep.
It was just the holding.
Almost
choked on my water there. Okay. So it's just going to come up. It's going to come up in your marriage. You know, things are going to, especially when you have kids, right?
Sure.
And it's something like, say, this, you know, reunion where is it really worth us, you know, for us to spend all of our vacay money on this weekend?
Right.
And so I think there's a couple really important things. One, when you come up with this conversation, don't assume that your spouse doesn't want to go. Don't start the conversation by saying, "So I know you're not going to want to go."
Oh.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, but I'm going to go on this, you know, scuba trip or whatever. Because it might be like, well, I could go and just sleep in and like play the guitar while you dive and,
I
could have a good time. Like, don't assume that they don't want to go.
Right.
Right. Because that's kind of insulting. You know, you got to like, you either have to like call it like it is. You have to be in the truth about this. They either shouldn't go because it's not worth it to like spend the money. You know, it's not that kind of vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Or they have the option to go.
Well, actually, Hillary, on this Hawaii thing, Hillary and I went back and forth for a while on, well, maybe, you know, we should break my ticket up into two coaches and then pay to bring Colby. But we're all already planning on a Hawaiian vacation over the summer.
I think you made the right choice.
So it was like, and the extra expense, Hawaii's so goddamn expensive.
It's really expensive.
And the extra expenditure of two people, like my per diem was, it didn't really cover me either.
No.
And then we would have spent, like, I said, let's look at it this way. This is just a work trip. It happens to be in Hawaii, and we're going to take this money and take a trip to Hawaii on our own.
Yeah, you got to pretend like you were in Montana or something,
right.
You know, like, Charlotte, North Carolina. Isn't that where everybody ends up going for work? I don't know.
I usually go to places like Tulsa.
Tulsa, yeah. The Paris of Texas.
it's in Oklahoma.
Oklahoma,
yeah.
I mean. The Paris of Oklahoma. Sorry, old friends reference. Okay, so if one of you is against the idea,
right,
you got to talk about why. You've got to talk about...
About the idea of going together,
yeah,
you mean?
No, the idea of, I want to go away for the weekend, like, with a girlfriend, or not the husband wanting to go away with a girlfriend. It's not that kind of show. They, you know, I want to go away with my guy friends, or I want to go away with my girlfriends, right?
Sure.
One of you is like not feeling great about it, okay? Mm-hmm. Everybody just has to get into the truth of the situation and talk about what they're afraid of, okay?
Okay.
Because maybe she's like this woman with her, you know, husband at the reunion. I mean, she's probably not afraid he's going to like sleep with one of his relatives.
Right.
But maybe she feels left out, or maybe she feels like nobody's going to miss her, or maybe she is worried that, you know, he's going to hang out with his old buddies or something, and, you know, they might go, you know, to strip clubs or something. Like,
sure.
Who knows? Or maybe she's afraid he's going to die in a plane crash.
Oh,
like,
golly,
you have
yeah.
to. But, I mean, but you have to just acknowledge what's going on.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because otherwise you can't have a real conversation about it.
That's true.
Everybody's just kind of ashamed that they feel insecure and this and that. And it's, you know, or maybe in her case, it just feels like the old thing where, oh, now we're doing separate stuff and now we're going to just start doing things separately and we're going to end up divorced, you know?
Well, I think...
Because you can ring old bells like that.
I think, you know, when you're talking about weekends away from each other, everybody needs their alone time. I don't have any problem with my wife skipping away for a weekend because she's like a school teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And then she comes home and she's a mom too.
Mm-hmm.
She gets like no alone time.
Right.
You know, so right. I totally get it.
Yeah.
And I'll hang out and have father-son time. It's I think that's good.
And
healthy.
You're of the mind that, you know, some people feel like, well, we're married. Aren't we kind of supposed to do everything together? And I know that might be a little bit of an outdated concept, but I do think that a lot of people worry that that's, you know, they're supposed to be all Linda and Paul McCartney about the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
No.
And not everybody's wired like that. Most people aren't wired like that.
I was never a Beatle. I was never a Beatle. So I think completely differently than Paul McCartney.
So if you're of the mindset that you have to do everything together, again, even that has an underlying basis in fear, right?
Right.
What if we don't do everything together? What does that mean?
But you're not doing everything together on a daily basis unless you have the exact same job and you're business partners, I guess. And in that case, you probably
do need a week.
Really need some time.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So that brings me to another point. But but first, the other thing you have to do is you have to make sure that you're both really comfortable with the childcare situation. You know what I mean? Like if you say you're going away for the weekend, so I'm going away for the weekend, so you're watching the kids.
Right.
It's like, well, wait a minute. Okay, I'm watching the kids, but I'm paying for a babysitter because I had plans this night. Like everybody has to kind of know, like, where are the resources going? Where's the money going? Everybody has to like state their needs.
Right.
Okay. Because if you do this, then you can really just both embrace that time together, you know, that time apart, right? And coming back together can be hot.
Yeah.
Right?
And with modern technology, you can constantly text each other and say, this crazy
thing.
You have
freaking leashes on each other anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Ridiculous.
I'm on a battleship in Pearl Harbor.
Well, and that might be something to talk about too, is like, okay, I might not text you all day long because we're going to be, you know, fishing or we're going to be doing this or that. What feels like enough connection to you? Well, okay, I really just need you to text me goodnight each night. Okay, all right, I can do that. That's not too much to ask, right? So... like, this is all about being grown-ups in your relationship and still, you know, still being individuals that can enjoy coming back together. I would say relationship means to relate. That means you got to, like, get out from each other's personal space for a little while so that you come back together. Says the girl that doesn't live with her boyfriend of 7 years.
Well, that's just a fear of commitment. But
that's me. I'm totally afraid of commitment.
Another podcast altogether. We'll talk about that another time.
I know. I'd rather live 2/10 of a mile from each other because I'm so afraid of commitment. And then the other piece of it, right, is you have to make sure that you're going to make time to have some trips together.
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, basically vacationing separately is not an issue. Like, it's not the spelling of doom for couples who have good communication and who make sure that they vacation together.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got to be able to. And but that's a. The discussion has to include a discussion of childcare, of money, expense, resources, all of those things, right?
Sure.
And then on top of it, if you're feeling a little freaked out about something, what I recommend is doing a little emotional yoga. Okay, mm-hmm. I talk about it in MILF 101. Get real quiet, sit with yourself, and imagine your spouse going on that trip. And tune into your body and think about what you're feeling. Are you feeling it in your chest? Are you feeling energy in your chest? Well, then you're probably scared about something. And that gives you a clue. So think about, well, what am I afraid of? Even if it's stupid, your fears don't have to make sense. And I think that's something really important to remember in the relationship, is that your fears don't have to make sense. Sometimes you just need to say them.
Sure.
You know, does it make you feel angry? Are you angry that they didn't ask you, or that you haven't had a trip in a while, or that you have to watch the kids? Or are you mad about something? Are you sad? Like, do you feel it in your jaw or your face? When you really think about it, do you feel like you're going to cry? You know, what's that about? Like, what are you sad about? So I think that because once you're in your truth and you really know what's going on for you about it, then you don't have to be so reactive, and you can just have the conversation. And then when it's time to leave and pack, it can be, you know, kissy, kissy, smoochy, smoochy. I love you so much. Can't wait to see you. And then you're sexting the whole time that he's gone. And then boom, like, your marriage is all like hot again.
Yeah.
See, it could be great.
Yeah, absence does make the heart grow fonder.
Yeah, and and honesty and communication also makes the heart grow fonder.
Right.
You got to be dealing in wanting to make it work for your relationship.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Because if you don't have these conversations, then that time away can just be like all fuming.
That's true. It's harder for the person who has to stay home and do the child care, I think. I mean, I know when she goes out of town for 3 days and I'm taking care of the kid in the house and everything, it's like, wow, I really appreciate that when she's around.
Right.
That's one of those things that makes, your heart grow fonder and grateful. God, I'm glad I don't have
glad
to do
I'm not
this
doing
by
this
myself
alone
all the time.
Well,
yeah.
You know, that is actually a good piece of it, too. I know that there are... I have had friends who have, after, 3 years of kid stuff, finally gone away for the weekend, and they come back and the husband's like pale.
Right, sure, yeah.
And totally.
Yeah.
PTSD.
Right. Twitchy.
And it's good. It's good, It gives you a little empathy for each other,
Yeah.
And appreciation. And anytime that you can just try not to say, ha, I told you so.
Right. No. Well, of course not.
You just go, oh, you did great, honey. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you did a good job.
Yeah. Go have a beer with your friends.
Yeah. Yeah. Bye-bye.
And then you still smell like coconut oil. That's how it should be.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, I think we've decided that overall it can be a good thing.
I think it can be, yes.
All right. And I'm glad that you had a very successful trip.
It was a good trip.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really, really like flying first class because they have to because of union regulations. I would never pay for first class on my own because it's so expensive.
Yeah.
But it sure is nice.
It's nice. I did a mileage thing where I got upgraded to even just business class, and it was sweet.
Yeah,
it was nice.
It's nice.
No, it must have been first class because they offered us a drink as soon as we sat down.
Yeah. Well, I think they do that in business class.
It was business class too. That was nice.
Yeah,
that was
really
nice because it was long. It was like 5.5 hour flight. It was sweet.
Yeah. My seat had like a footrest on it.
Well, let's wish first class rides for everyone. So, how do we find you? When is this going to air?
I'm not really sure. Probably in a couple of 3 weeks, maybe.
Okay.
It's the 22nd episode of the 5th season it'll be towards the end of the season.
All right.
Of Hawaii 50.
All right. Set your DVRs.
Yeah.
Yay. And then where do we find you otherwise?
ToddRobertAnderson.com.
Sweet. You can find me on Facebook at Sophie Venable, and also please like the MILF Talk page if you would be so kind, or subscribe to MILF Talk, or do those things that I need people to do, but I don't really understand.
Mm-hmm.
Be sure to download your free goal setting workbook from my website, makeyourlifefabulous.com. And you can find my book, MILF 101. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, as well as Kindle, Nook, and iBooks.
All right.
That's like a mouthful.
That is a lot.
All right. Thank you for being here and thank you for listening.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schleichinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.
On Monday, Josh Leibarger made his status
Case of the Mondays,
followed by a frowny face. It got one like and five comments, including dislike. Well, Josh, Geico also wants to make a comment to turn that emoji's frown upside down. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico. With all that extra dough, why not give Monday a makeover? We see an office party in your future, hosted by you. Hashtag happy face. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.